32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.
Welcome back to 32GI Sports Nutrition. I'm Mr. Active David Katz. Mark Wolf has taken a step back today because we've got another fabulous guest for you on the podcast. She's a trail runner by trade. She's known as the Running Squirrel, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Jo Meek onto the podcast. Jo, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me on here. This is a first time, and I've been listening to it, so it's an honor to be on here.
Now, Jo, for most people, your accent will give away that you are from the UK if they didn't know that. And I want to start right on the sort of newsy topic. You were recently racing in France. You didn't do the actual Ultra Trail Mont Blanc, but you did the shorter event, the Triple C, I'll call it. You can give them the full name. But you went and finished second overall there, and you were the highest placed British runner, I believe, out of anyone else during the week.
Yes, so the Ultra Trail Mont Blanc is the main one. That's just over 100 miles, taking about 24 hours. And then there's a few others, one longer, which takes days, and two shorter, one going one way around Mont Blanc, sort of halfway around, and one going around the other way, halfway around. So I chose to do the CCC, which is just over 100 kilometres with 6,100 meters of vertical gain. And you start in Courmayeur in Italy, run into Champeaux-Lacs in Switzerland, and then back into Chamonix in France. I chose that one because it's a good build up and introduction to what the ultimate race would be like doing the UTMB. So that is on my sights one day.
Now, I mean, we say it's not the race there, but it's still, as you said, 101 kilometers for most people. That's far further than they'll ever run. But, you know, in South Africa, and you know very well, we've got the Comrades Marathon. It's not quite 100, but it's close on. You've run that as well, and you've had a very good result there in the past.
I absolutely love doing Comrades. The atmosphere, obviously, is second to none. But just the challenge. I did the down year, and I came fifth when I did it out of the women, and it's fair to say I was limping more after that than I was after the race I've just done, having run for 14 hours in the CCC, and significantly less time during Comrades to finish the race. But my legs were toast afterwards. It's a real beast of a race, Comrades.
No, it really is. A lot of people will attest to that. But it also, as you said, has this air of, I don't know, people just can't stay away from it. We've got our guys who've run 45-odd years in a row, which is absolutely incredible. Between your sort of road running and trail running, you've got more of a trail pedigree. Is that more what you focus on?
My background is actually road running. So I am a runner, and a lot of trail races tend to be not just running, but quite a lot of hiking, climbing, and I'm not very good at that, so I tend to stick to whether it's road or trail, but I do like the runnable stuff, that's for sure.
Now, looking at some of your recent results, you've done the Marathon des Sables. You placed second there back in 2013, highest placed ever British female there. 2014, you were fourth at the IAU 100K World Championship, so there's no doubt about it. You're not a sprinter, you like the long endurance stuff.
Yeah, I battled away for years to try and get my marathon time down to something a bit faster. My best is 2:46. But back in the UK, that's just kind of a good club runner, really. I wanted to get underneath that to make my mark, but I never managed it. And I think I've just gone longer and gone better. So it's beginning to pay off all the hard work of just going out for all those training runs. But obviously, I love it as well. So.
Jo, a lot of it is, I mean, we say, yes, you need the talent, but when you're doing these ultra events, where you're doing these crazy distances, these crazy amount of hours, a lot of it is mental. Do you have a special way of preparing yourself mentally? And when you're in a race and you start sort of hitting these dark places, how do you keep yourself going?
Yeah, it's an interesting question, because I'm not entirely sure I have an answer for that. I think once I've started something, I'm very reluctant to give it up. So a lot of that is just sheer stubbornness and determination. And I'll keep going on anything, whether it's running or, if I've got any aspect of work, and I won't give up until I finished it. So I guess that's just in my nature. Yeah, you do hit some dark places, but I have to remember that I did actually sign up for these races. They are voluntary, so it's not like I've been held captive and made to do them. So I also remember that as well. And I just like the challenge of knowing where I can take myself. So ultimately, I am enjoying it, whether I think I am or not. I guess that's what motivates me to keep going, just seeing what I can do and how fast I can do it in.
You really do learn a lot about yourself in these sort of ultra endurance events. Looking at your nutrition and how you fuel, I know you're in the 32G ice table. Are there any special things you do that you find works very well for you?
So my nutrition is just in everyday life a good balanced diet. I used to be vegetarian, but after 12 years, I've gone back to eating red meat just for iron levels, really. So I'm quite selective on what meat I eat, but I cook everything from scratch, and it's just a really good, healthy, balanced diet. So that's day to day. I tend to not overly worry about eating too many carbohydrates, but I do on race day. So I'll probably preload a little bit before such long events. And then on race day, I'll have probably just a bowl of muesli or similar to start the day. And then during the race, it literally is the 32 GI gels, the chews. And then if I want something a little bit more real, I'll take homemade flapjack or something like that. But I do rely heavily on carbohydrates. And, I didn't have any stomach problems during the race. It's fair to say there was quite a lot of belching, but I think that was just the position I was running in, my poor tummy moving up and down for 14 hours. But no GI problems, which is always a good relief for a runner. And I tend to balance it out. So my diet is fairly healthy on the whole.
Joe, you mentioned the race itself. Looking at the CCC, which you did recently, a lot of people over 100 kilometers, they're thinking, what am I going to eat? Am I going to have something that's similar to a meal? I know the average runner's not doing it in the time you're doing it, but you were able to sustain yourself pretty much on gels and chews, didn't you?
Yeah, for the whole 14 hours. I mean, it's fair to say I've been fairly hungry since I've stopped. But I didn't feel as though I was running out of energy at all. It was absolutely fantastic.
Now, in terms of sort of post-race, you talked about being really hungry now. Coming out of that, of course, initially or often for people, very hard to eat. But then replacing in that recovery nutrition, very important as well.
Absolutely. So in the back of my mind, I generally try and eat within an hour, but it just wasn't possible. My stomach had enough of food or, of carbohydrates. So I didn't actually eat for a good few hours after that race. But, your body will always tell you what it wants when it wants. And since then, I've been listening. So I managed to get some 32 GI recovery drink in after the race, which I thought would be sufficient and see me through the night. I mean, I got in at sort of 11 o'clock at night, and sleep wasn't most forthcoming because my legs were on fire. So, and the adrenaline was still rushing. So after having the recovery drink, I've just gone back onto my normal diet now. So just listening to my body, I've probably eaten more than I'd normally eat, but that's fine. It's all good recovery.
Joe, over-racing can be a problem, especially when you're looking at these endurance events. I know with sort of Ironman and challenge athletes, they don't want to do too many of these in a year. How often do you find yourself racing?
So, David, I learned the hard way. I over-raced the first year I came into ultra running and then had to take some time off. My body had enough. So I tend to race ultras maybe four or five in one year, depending on how long they are, because an ultra can be anything over a marathon. So if it was just a 30-miler, I might be able to get away with a few more. But running for 14 hours is not possible to do it that often.
Joe, what's coming up for you? What's the goal in the next couple of months and years? What's the big one that you're sort of looking to?
So the most immediate goal coming up is the World Trail Championships, which are going to be held in Portugal this year, and I'll be running for Great Britain, and that's at the end of October. So recovery for that is crucial now, and then a little bit of training and then a taper into that one. That brings us nicely into the winter, where I'll just get back into training, really, no significant races. And then next year I need to plan. So what the race I've just done, the CCC, gives me points for is a race in America called Western States, which is 100 miles on the trail. So I'm hoping, but quite a fast trail, quite a well-groomed trail. So hopefully I'll get into that. It's a bit of a lottery, and that would then be an A race. And then obviously in the back of my mind, I also have the UTMB is a main race, and that will probably be next year or the following year.
Yeah. Western States, definitely one of the pinnacle of 100-miler races. Looking at South Africa, you've raced here before in the Comrades. We've got we've got this great Sky Run here, but also Ultra Trail Cape Town launched in the last couple of years. Is that something that could be on the horizon for you?
Yeah, no, I'd love to do that. I wouldn't necessarily like to do the Sky Race because they are really technical. I'd give it a go, but I'm not sure I'd excel at it. But any other races I tend to leap at. I know you've got some great mountain ranges over there. I've been listening to people who have raced on them on various podcasts. So yeah, keen to get back over there for sure. Also the Comrades I haven't quite finished with that yet, I don't think.
Well, that's good to hear. It's always great to have more competition. We've seen a great revival in South African women's running in terms of the ultras in the last couple of years, which has been fantastic. Lastly, before I let you go, Joe, I know you have a personal blog. It's called the Running Squirrel. If people want to sort of find out about that, follow you on that blog, how do they do that? And are there other avenues on social media where they can follow you?
Absolutely. So I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter as the Running Squirrel. Or just Joe Meek can find me. My blog is a WordPress blog, so it's a Joe Meek WordPress. And I'll be this weekend actually writing up my my CCC race, so I can relive the great memory.
Well, Joe, I'll put the links up to that. We'll look out for that. Fantastic result in France. All the best for Portugal. And once again, thanks very much for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you for your time, David. Thanks very much.
Well, that's it from another edition of 32GI Sports Nutrition. From myself, Mr. Active David Katz, I'll catch up with you again next time.
32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI, trusted sports nutrition advisors.